wisdom,
crystals,
magic,
divination,
empowerment,
healing,
take back your night,
love.
Welcome to the Sit a Spell Show with your hosts, Lisa Lee and Teresa Savina. Hello, my darlings. How are you? It is the 4th of February, although when you hear this, Lord knows what the date is going to be. Yeah, that was a little shout out for you poor people that have been trying to listen to our show, which is, by the way, you are listening to the Sit a Spell Show with Teresa Savina and Lisa Lee. And our show is supposed to play on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, but the show on Tuesdays 7 weeks in a row has been wrong. Wah, wah, wah. So Todd has been calling me every Tuesday to try to get me on a show, but my phone is always on silent, and so I never hear it.
And really, it's always a bad idea to try and get you on the radio on the night that it's screwed up, because you know, we as females have, like, irritational, pissed off kind of emotions going on, and it probably would not be FCC friendly.
I know. Do you really want me on your show? And go, are you serious? 7 weeks. Why? Why?
Yes. Yes. And I'm just not going to promote Tuesdays anymore because, you know, I always look like an ass.
I know.
And so it doesn't play. So
at least they're getting some of our, I mean, they're getting our shows, yes, but just the wrong one.
You're pretty much guaranteed on Wednesday is the appropriate show at 6. Tuesday is a wild little crapshoot. You never know what you're going to get.
And remember last week I said, okay, you want to take a bet? And you're like, hell no, I'm not taking that bet. You would have won.
Yeah, I said that's a sucker bet.
I know, you totally would have won. I don't even know if we betted money because the chances are
probably
they were so bad.
Betted sexual favors. I don't know.
I don't know.
Either way, we didn't bet.
We didn't bet. Thank God, because I would have lost, because I was convinced that it was going to be right.
Yes, oh. I know you were. You're such a trusting little angel.
That never works in my favor.
I, on the other hand, you know, I my patience, I've been just kind of zipping it and just, you know, trying my best to be patient because, you know, I understand Todd's got things going on in his life. And but now that I've got things going on in my life, like my husband's cancer, my patience level is really shot to hell.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I think that's why everybody comes to me when you and I are mad, is because they're more afraid of you, and I'm clearly not scary.
You know, I am the bad cop. Can't help it.
But when I play bad cop, I can be really bad.
You can when you're really, 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 really. Really, 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 really,
shut
really
up.
Pissed off.
That kind of
it takes an act of God to get you there. But you know, even though you're mad at somebody, you always come off as trying to be sweet, not to hurt feelings. I've noticed that, and I find it interesting. I'm gonna put you under a microscope and study you now.
You know, come to think of it, you know, when I was so disgustingly married and all that I went through, I never even raised my voice to it.
I figured. Yeah. Yeah.
And I think I've only yelled at my children once. I never see a reason to raise your voice. You can get so much more accomplished without it.
Well, I don't raise my voice when I'm irritated. Unless you really, really set me off. But that happens rarely that I get that set off.
Was it last Tuesday or the Tuesday before when they aired our show the wrong way? I was so glad that we couldn't talk on the phone and that we could only talk via email because I knew that you were freaking out. I was like, oh, the world is gonna end.
There wasn't enough ohm to get me through that day.
I wasn't about to say anything snarky or sarcastic or
Oh,
anything.
I know, baby.
So
So
hopefully the
much
right
fun.
air, because
So welcome
otherwise.
to Crap Crapshoot Tuesday.
Woo!
Woohoo!
Oh, so guess what? You
What?
know how retrograde starts on the 6th?
Oh yes.
I got slapped in the face with retrograde early.
Well, yes, you did last week with our new term, retrograde tongue.
Yeah, well, the tongue is fine now, but my phone is not.
Ugh, you and phones. You have, I think you put out so much friggin' energy that you kill things.
So my cat tried to have sex with it. She said
Well, there we go. You started us out for the night. Yes.
I was pissed at my phone because it's not working again, and I didn't throw it on the floor. I lightly let it launch off my bed and didn't care. That sounds better than I threw it, right? Yes, it does. And Bear, Princess Squeaky Bear, who is right now pleasuring herself, God, tried to have sex with my phone that was on the floor and it wasn't even on vibrate. Okay, there you go.
She's been nice enough to text me. I suppose I could text her back, huh? Make that baby vibrate. Way to go. Well, you've got your sex driven kitty on your phone, and I now have a brand new blow up sex doll.
Shut the front door.
I do. It's amazing. It's my husband. He got that little sexy J tube thing in it, and it hangs out his belly, and I can just blow him up like a sex doll, baby. Yeah.
How long did it take you to? Okay, wait, why don't you explain
Well,
why?
he went in. He went.
So that
He.
people just don't think we're perverts with
Well, we
husbands
are
and cats.
perverts with husbands and cats. Okay, so what day is it? It is Crapshoot Tuesday. So this was. Oh. What was it, last Thursday, Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Wednesday. Vinny went in to get his port that they'll put the chemo in. And at the same time, even though he doesn't really need it quite yet, they put the J tube in that they'll be able to get food into him because the radiation tends to affect your swallowing more than his is already affected. So,
Oh, I didn't know that.
yes. Oh yeah. I mean, he's
Okay,
having
sorry.
trouble now swallowing. I mean, I made a fabulous burger for the man, with avocado and onion and all that, and he wasn't thinking. And
Oh.
his Italian I love food came in, and he took a big ass chunk of it, started chewing and went to swallow and started choking on it. And so
Oh.
that aspect of the burger ended up in the toilet. But
Oh.
I, being the dedicated wifey that I am, took the remaining burger minus the bun with a little added avocado and some stock, and I ground it up into a puree, which he looked at it and said, "Ooh, Alpo." And but he was at least able to enjoy his burger in Alpo form. So, and
Okay,
because the,
I saw the picture. I'm
yeah, it,
sorry, I have to agree with Benny. It looks like
I
Elf.
do too. I thought, I look, oh my God, I would starve to death. But because the flavors are there, he just closes his eyes. And he loved it, even
Maybe
though
put
it
it on a
looked like,
cracker with some cheese.
well, yeah, it looks like a pate.
Yeah.
So, either I have to cook his meats without getting a nice hard, fry going on it, steam them or whatever so they're not, and then chop them
Right.
up really, really fine and throw in creative shit. I've already thought of making a pureed taco. All right.
That sounds so gross.
Well, no. You just do it in layers so it's pretty.
Ugh.
I'll take a picture. You'll see. You'll see. It'll be
well. You know what? I shouldn't even say anything because you are the chef of the family, and I'm not. So, I believe you.
Yes, it's going to be fabulous. And one way or the other, I'm going to keep meat on his bones, because he's lost already like 60 some pounds.
Oh.
In 7 months.
Our poor little husband.
Yes, and today we found out that, seen as he now has a 10-pound limit of things he can carry or pick up, his work put him on leave because he has to be able to lift at least 50 to 100 pounds, and the lift gates alone are a pain in the ass. And, you know, because it's not a work comp thing, they can't just have him drive and have somebody else with him. They're just going to make him take his leave early.
Would this be an okay time for me to say, if everybody could go to our Facebook page, the City Spell Show, we have got a fundraiser going for the Savinas. It is the Kick Cancer's Ass fundraiser for the Savinas, and they need our help. Okay, sorry.
Oh,
I just had to put that in there.
I know, you're just going to make me cry. Okay, and some other really wild news, you know.
Oh.
In my attempt to raise more money for our near-death experience for Special Olympics, I, Teresa Savina, hereby pledge that if I make my personal $400 goal or exceed it, I shall shave my head and put it on video for your personal enjoyment.
You are so
there. You
brave.
Go.
Okay,
I'm crazy
okay,
like
so
that.
I know you are. I picture. I took. Yeah, I know you.
You had
are.
A dream. You had a dream. I was going to do that the night before I said it too, didn't you?
Actually, I did have a dream that you shaved your head in solidarity. I swear to God.
Yes.
But I also had a dream that I was in Honolulu and I got kidnapped and I escaped and I didn't have shoes, so I made shoes out of duct tape.
Very good. Duct tape works for everything.
I don't know quite how to,
oh
how to
my God.
Discern that dream.
Well, you
but
know, I had
awesome.
A dream. I had a dream last night. It was a really bad night because, you know, Bella was like doing her shaking. I got to poop, but I can't poop. But I want you to take me out every 5 minutes night. And it was a strange dream, and it involved Angelina Jolie. But, you know, I cannot remember the details of it, but, you know, she's a hot biatch. Sorry.
She's beautiful.
She is, and she was in my dreams. Thank you, Angelina.
She is beautiful. Oh, did you watch the football game? I actually did.
For frick's sake, no.
Oh, and I watched the Puppy Bowl, and that was really cute. But I actually watched the game. I don't understand it at all. But I knew I wanted Seattle to win because I have friends in Seattle. And then they were saying that this is just unheard of. And so I was hoping that the other players, I don't know who, oh, Denver, that they would get no points. But they ended up getting some points.
I find sporting events mindless things where people are paid exorbitant amount of money for doing pretty much nothing but copying a feel on their asses. And I
but that's part of the that's part of the fun of watching the game is because they all have tight asses.
Because, you know, I think, you know, like teachers should be paid what football people are paid.
I completely agree with you.
I think it is pointless and I think it's stupid, but you know, I'm one of the anti-sporters. Unless, of course, it's sumo wrestling. I love watching fat guys in thongs throw each other out. I'm sorry. I love it.
You're such a nerd.
And my husband is laughing hysterically in the other room. I do. I love sumo wrestling.
I don't think I've ever seen real sumo wrestling before.
Oh, good Lord. I will have to send you a video, girl.
Yes, please.
Some hot...
hot?
Robust men. In very thick diapery thongs, grabbing hold and swinging. Ugh. Ugh. Coming at each other like a bull. And on that note, we're going to head off to our first break.
You are listening to the Spell Show on, what is it today?
It's Crapshoot Tuesday.
Crapshoot Tuesday. So the Spell Show on Crapshoot Tuesday with Lisa and Teresa.
For the best in body, mind, spirit, and metaphysical delights in the western suburbs, the Fairy House in Buffalo, Minnesota is your next enchanting stop. Located near gorgeous Buffalo Lake at 6½ Division Street in Buffalo, Minnesota, come in to enjoy and relax in the realm of the Fae. Call 763-233-1354 for more information on hours and events.
So many girls in here, where do I begin? I see this one, I'm about to go in. Then she says, I'm here with my friend. She got me thinking, and that's when I say, where do girls at, girls at? Where do girls at, girls at? Where do girls at, girls at? So don't get down, we can all be friends. Hey, bring it on, baby, all your friends, you're the shit, and I love that body. You wanna ball explicit, I swear you're good, I won't tell nobody. You got a BFF, I wanna see that girl, it's all women invited. Hair do's and nails, that Louis Chanel all up in the party. Presidents in my wallet, no rules, I'm about it. Blow the whistle for the hottest, I got it. Shorty, it's never too much, keep me doing too much. 10 to 1 of me, I can handle that love. Bottles in my reach, we can all get buzzed. Holla, cause I'm free to whatever, it's no rush.
So many boys in here, where do I begin?
Everybody, how is everyone tonight?
We're a wee bit giddy.
Oh, okay.
I've had Coca-Cola.
Oh, no.
I've had orange sherbet and a Percocet. You know. There you
okay.
go.
Wow.
And sumo wrestlers.
That sounds like Technicolor dreams to me.
Oh, totally. Sorry, I'll mute. Okay, go.
Well, tonight's quote.
Okay, I'm muting for real. Okay.
I'm going to start snorting soon. Okay. And now this is serious.
Seriously, change my facial expression so that I'm serious. The quote for tonight is from Christine Anderson, and she says, dreaming is not enough. You have to go a step further and use your imagination to visualize with intent. Forget everything you've ever been taught and believe it will happen just as you imagined it. That is the secret. That is the mystery of life.
Very awesome.
So I think that we have to get moving forward without the sherbet and the Percocet.
Why me? She's the one drinking Coke. And let your cat hump her phone, please.
I feel violated.
Yeah, so does her phone. She must have muted.
Oh, thank. Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, I had mute on the wrong way. Oops.
Well, with tonight's quote, I think that one of the things that happens to us as we get older and we lose our technicolor dreams and we forget that we've been taught so many things that are negative, that this can't happen, that can't happen, you can't see spirits, you can't see auras, and we have to go back to being childlike, which with this program is not a hard thing to do. And we have to believe and know and act and do everything with intent, just like Lisa is always saying, it's intent, intent, intent.
I love this quote.
Walk through fear.
Walk through fear. And if you're going through hell, just don't let the devil know it. Just keep going. Is that that country song? I can't remember.
Oh, interesting. I kind of scare him, so he just kind of moves to the side.
Oh.
Apparently.
You know, you don't seem very scary, especially with the orange sherbet and stuff.
Well, you know, I'm not upset with you.
Oh, no, I don't think I would like to see that side of Teresa. That just kind of like made my whole body go, ooh.
Yes, you'll know if I'm upset with you if my eyes get a darker green. Then it's like, move away quickly.
Are they turning into lasers then?
Mm-mm. No, I've been told by people that I've been furious with at the moment that my eyes turn a much darker green.
Okay.
So that's a warning sign.
DEFCON 1.
DEFCON 1. What was that, Miss Lisa?
I don't know. I feel high.
It's the Coca-Cola.
I'm serious. If I don't know what a feeling high is, but I think this is what it is.
I think I'm getting a contact
high. Oh,
please.
No, seriously. I tried getting high one time.
You've never been drunk.
Oh, drunk. Yeah, this is not drunk.
Well, that's a form of high. High-low.
I like it.
Now back to
There was
to candy.
Another quote I was going to do tonight. Because it had me thinking about magic and how everyone is always worried about how hard spells are to do, and they worry about writing them and concentrating on them, and that's part of being able to visualize with intent. And I thought about the first spell I ever cast, and I think I was probably about 3 years old. And do you know what spell that was? I think we've all done it. Twinkle, a starlight, star bright, the first star I see tonight. I wish I may, I wish I might, have the wish I wish tonight.
Oh, I love that. Yes, we've all done that.
And that is a very simple form of casting a spell.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Well, Candy, thank you so much, as always. Oh, I will talk to you after the show.
Okay.
Good night to you.
Love and light.
Love and light, my darling. Oh, and congratulations to all the second degree graduates.
Oh, yes. They're very excited.
Oh, and congratulations on the great-grandson, too.
Yes, he went to his first ritual 2 days old. He went to the Imbach ritual, and Mama was holding him when she got her second degree.
Oh.
Awesome. Congratulations, ladies.
Thank you. And I will tell them all, hey, and happy, and congratulations, and do a happy pagan dance.
Yay.
Yay.
Bye.
Bye. Next up, we've got Gail with Pagan Parenting. What do you got for us, Gail?
Well, tonight on Pagan Parenting, I'm going to talk about how to set up an altar specifically for children. We've been talking about doing rituals and ceremonies and how to incorporate your children into your practice to get them experiencing the pagan path. Sharing your faith with your children is a wonderful thing. It allows us as parents to revisit the heart of our beliefs. Traditionally, it's nice to have a place in which to perform these ceremonies or do your ritual work. If you have your own altar, perfect. You might want to consider your child having an altar of their own. You'll know when the time is right. Follow your child's lead. Show them yours or the family one. See if there's something that it's something that they're interested in having and maintaining. Now, if you do have a family one, great. We don't, but I might consider it. As it is, I have my own personal one that I've had since I was in my 20s. It's an old record cabinet. I think it's meant for 78s. It's very old. Some type of mahogany wood, I think, with two shelves and doors. And the very top is a lid, and it lifts up for what I imagine was the spot where they used to put an old-time record player. It's an old inherited piece of furniture from my grandparents that I've repurposed for my own personal use. On it, I've all the things that that mean something to me: photos, stones, crystals, cards, charms, sigils, things that need charging. And that's what you want to focus on: pieces of things that mean something to your dear child. Start off by getting a box, a special box, a box with a lid where you can keep personal items. Everyone has one. Go to a thrift store and repurpose a sturdy box. Cover it in contact paper, maybe. Paint it. Make a collage with found pieces and paint it all one color, maybe. Make sure it's large enough to keep the tools and objects necessary to set up an altar, yet small enough so you can tuck it away from time to time if that becomes necessary. Next, you'll want to figure out a location. Find a spot in your home or maybe in the privacy of your child's own bedroom. If you don't have a dedicated area, that's all right. Just find a spot where you can set up the altar and take it down again. Maybe the top of a dresser, a bookshelf, even the window ledge. Use your creativity. Make sure it's a place where your child feels comfortable. This is why it's a great idea to encourage your kids to have an altar of their very own in their bedroom, if at all possible. It becomes a place where they can put all the things that are special to them. Be sure you put the altar someplace that doesn't get a lot of traffic if you decide to leave it up for any length of time. You'll also want to consider who else is in your home. Smaller children or pets could disturb items on the altar. Also consider visitors. Consider the possibilities when you're figuring this piece out. Who else is in your home? Now, you'll want to have gathered some items to put on your altar. This might include personal items like trinkets that mean something to your child, perhaps an old photo or a piece of jewelry from a distant relative, even a framed print of your family tree. Maybe it's an action figure or a Barbie doll that's special to them. Some parents might have difficulty letting go of this piece and let the child lead, but keep in mind, it's all about your child. You can gently guide them to items that are traditionally used, but there are no rules written in stone. Let your child be creative and see where it takes them. Step back and let them create their own sacred space. It might be rocks from the park or feathers from the backyard, maybe a ripped out page from a favorite book or a Pokemon trading card. Maybe these dolls, toys, and images can serve as a protective talisman or a protector, guardian type, watching out and trying and keeping things safe. Maybe include other things from nature too, like leaves, shells, flowers, or sticks. Go out regularly and take regular walks with your child. That way they can change up items for their altar according to the current season. It really helps them to start noticing the things around them and how they change from season to season, and helping them to become more perceptive and aware. Maybe they're at an age where magical tools are appropriate. You'll have to decide about candles. Obviously, fire is not to be played with, but perhaps you can come to an agreement where your older child can use candles with supervision, or younger ones can use glow sticks or some other fake candle type item run with batteries. They may want a wand for their sacred space. They see you casting circles using a wand. They may want to create one similar. I find if they make their own, they tend to take care of it a little bit better, and they keep it where it can be used at the appropriate time. Plus, you've got the makings for another fun and easily accessible craft project with your child. For an athame, you can substitute a toy or use a plastic picnic knife. Now is a really good time to emphasize the proper use of knives and the difference between tools and toys. Of course, this is an age-appropriate thing. You're the parent. You know best if your child is ready for this step. Perhaps they're at an age where they're ready for a book of shadows. Young kids are perfectly capable of journaling. Help your child select a notebook and decorate it as another art project if you wish. Then offer some ideas for writing prompts, like maybe my favorite time of the year is blank because of blank, or if I could change anything using magic, I would change blank and why. Maybe they want to add fresh plants or herbs or fresh flowers. Maybe you've got a garden where they can pick these things. This helps them to connect to the cycle of the year using items available seasonally. They can learn how to care for plants and how to have respect for other living things. Again, stressing a couple safety tips to keep in mind when setting up your child's altar. It should be a no-brainer, but don't let very young children have candles or incense. And if you have plants on the altar, make sure they're not toxic to people or pets. So the bottom line is have fun with your children. They are little gifts for you to guide. Go with what feels right for you and your child and enjoy handing down your spiritual wisdom to your next generation. So mote it be, and that's what I've got.
Awesome. Oh, Jinx!
You loaded yourself.
I know. And when you were mentioning the athame for the little ones, like a decorated popsicle stick, I think would be even better than a plastic knife.
Perfect. Yeah.
Could have Excellent. Them really decorate idea, yeah. a little popsicle stick. Really cool.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
I'm always Yay. Thinking of weird things.
Well, that's it for this segment. I want to thank you both for being on the show. And seriously, that was you both. Outdid yourselves this week. So with that, we are going to take our next break, and we will be right back.
The world can be a scary and unpredictable place. It's easy to feel like you have no control over the safety and well-being of your family. There are steps you can take today, now, to gain control. Visit myfamilyissafe.com. for complete step-by-step instructions for building survival kits for each member of your family, your home, and your cars. Detailed shopping lists make the kit building process a snap. MyFamilyIsSafe.com. Prepare. Protect. Survive. The safety of our loved ones is our greatest concern. Visit myfamilyissafe.com right now. Control is available.
And it starts like this. We crave to be kissed by a moment complete in its happiness. Far away from the things that we wish to escape that lead us to think that we are not awake. We are ourselves. Despite ourselves, this place gets smaller as the universe swells. We come to terms. Eventually, eventually, eventually. I am not the only cowboy in this one horse metaphor, and I am not the only lifeguard who's washed up on the shore. Wake me up, take me out, calm me down when I'm in doubt, and I'm in doubt. Every day the words are like weight with density and shape, modifying forms they evaporate. You can choose the truth, you can listen to light, you can lead the charge and still lose the fight. Far be it from me to claim anything, for I am just one in a state of being. I come to terms. Eventually, eventually, eventually. I am not the only proverb that never really fits, and I am not the only Caulfield who's catching more than kids. Wake me up, take me out, calm me down when I'm in doubt, and I'm in doubt.
Thank you.
And so it ends, as it begins, as everything that is infinite ascends into its time. All things pass, all things fade, all things last. You are yourself, despite yourself. This world grows smaller as the universe swells. We come to terms, eventually, eventually, eventually. And I am not the only boxer that hasn't words to write. And I am not the only poet who's much too scared to fight. Wake me up, take me out, calm me down when I'm in doubt, and I'm in doubt every day.
Welcome back to Crap. I just lost the word.
Crap Tuesday.
Yay, on the Sit a Spell show. La, la, la. A bunch of informative information in the last segment.
Oh, they are so good. It seriously, my kids are all adults now, so it doesn't really apply to me, but grandchildren eventually. Mwahaha.
Well, right now I'm not even going to consider grandchildren.
Right.
Because I want mine to get her crap together. And, you know, she, you know, you try to teach her the proper way to do things, but she's gone on her own little, you don't know what you're talking about thing. So.
Oh, they do. They grow out of that, though.
I hope so. Because yes. She's done a couple things that have backfired on her.
Haven't we all?
No, I haven't yet.
Seriously?
My fingers and dotting my eyes, yes. No, nothing I've done so far has backfired on me. Knock on wood, okay.
So but then, we have some news.
Oh, do you want to do news? Do you really? Go.
Alleged demon home sells for $35,000. I don't remember. Did we talk about this house last week?
I don't think so.
Okay. So I'll just read the news and then we'll talk about it. Sold. Okay. 4 days after the Indianapolis Star broke a story about a mother who told public officials she was possessed by demons, the home in which she and her family once lived was purchased for $35,000. Zach Bagans, host and executive producer of Ghost Adventures on the Travel Channel, offered Wednesday to purchase a home on Carolina Street in Gary, part of the media frenzy that enveloped many of those connected to the case. Media outlets in more than a dozen countries have clamored for interviews with Latoya Ammons, her family, and others mentioned in the Star's report. The article chronicled, I don't know how you pronounce her name, we're just going to call her Ammons, a description of strange occurrences involving her and her three children and the government's response. Her tale spurred a series of exorcisms that a priest claims were the first authorized by the current bishop of the Catholic Church diocese in Gary. The fervor over Ammon's claims took nearly everyone closest to the situation by surprise. I figured that we would get some type of uproar that I would get uproar from my hometown, but never imagined it would go viral, said Ammons, who now lives in Indianapolis. I never thought it would do that. Ammon said people have shown up at her home, bombarded her Facebook page, and falsely claimed they were her friends. She fielded requests for interviews from national media outlets, including CNN, the Dr. Oz Show, as well as movie producers, and as of Wednesday afternoon, had only agreed to do an interview on Inside Edition. For Ammons, it hasn't been all good. She said she stopped looking at social media sites after reading negative comments. They can say whatever they want to say, she said. I'm fed up with the backlash. The Reverend Michael... Okay, I'm bored. Okay, so I'll tell you about the... Because I've read it.
I'm bored.
Well, it goes on and on and on. So what happened is they moved into this rental house. It was her and her, I want to say, two sons and daughter or something. I don't know. But they started getting possessed. And so they went to the hospital where the little boy got thrown across the wall or thrown into the wall by unseen hands. And the doctors and the nurses saw this. The little girl levitated off the bed. Another little boy, one of her sons, walked spider-like up a wall and then jumped down and threw her against the wall. And this was witnessed by people, not just, oh, this is what happened. These were actually witnessed by, like, doctors and nurses and psychologists and priests and everything. So they're saying it's a, oh, and you can, if you see the picture.
Oh, like they're never wrong.
Well, no, I know, but I mean, I'm just saying it was, yeah. This was witnessed by, you know, normally logical people that saw this little boy walk spider-like up a wall and onto the ceiling and then jump down and throw his mom into the wall, and the levitating, all this stuff was witnessed. It's crazy. So they're saying that it's a portal to hell. And of course, Zach Bagans wants to get in on it.
Well, of course. He's got to have somewhere to flex his muscles.
Well, I don't know if it's only got one bathroom. Is that enough space for all of his hair gel?
I don't think so.
I really think he's going to have to turn one of those bedrooms into a bathroom because he's got so much hair product. I just don't know.
Well, that and, you know, the body glossy stuff, you know, pump it up.
I'm sure there's plenty terribly of stuff.
What? I know. I sound terrible. No offense. No offense, but oh my God, mister. Mm. All right. So, you know, because our news is kind of sparse.
Yeah.
Sparsey sparse. Potato, potato. There you go. You know, I'm going for the weird crap. So, in Britain, as we know, it's always fun. So, we've got caught on CCTV, thief breaks into shopping mall and tries to have sex with a mannequin.
Oh, geez.
Security cameras captured the man kissing the dummy and carrying out a sex act in Jaraguá. Oh, I'm sorry. This is Brazil. I apologize, Britain. This is the bizarre moment. A thief tried to have sex with a mannequin after breaking into a shopping mall. Security guards discovered the unusual incident, I would say, after trawling through CCTV following a break-in at the center at Jaraguá, southern Brazil. After stealing a variety of discount value clothes, the man can be seen propping a headless female mannequin against the wall of a quarter. He proceeds to kiss the dummy's breast before carrying out a sex act, which, from the video, is a monkey spanking. Okay. Wearing a t-shirt over his head, the man then pulls up his shorts and walks away. Didn't even buy her dinner.
Not fair.
I know. The footage was later posted on YouTube, of course, where it has been viewed by thousands of people. The offender has since been arrested after he returned to the store for a second date, obviously, and was recognized by staff. Police believe he stole the clothes to sell them for drug money. Obviously, magic mushrooms. Ricardo Carvalho, manager of the shopping center, told this newspaper the incident was strange. What was your first clue? If such an individual is capable of committing an act like this, imagine if he broke into a house. He could do the same with a helpless person, he added. The suspect told the newspaper he had broken into the shopping center because he had nothing else to do. He would not comment on the sex acts carried out on the mannequin. Yeah. Well, you know, I've heard of people... You know, they buy those big plastic rubber dolls, and that's the only relationship they have in life.
I saw a documentary about that, that it really does happen, where this is my girlfriend. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. It could be a car. It could be a house.
Yeah, I saw that. Yep.
Yeah.
Somebody married the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah. Yeah. I bet that wedding night went off well.
Ew. So do you want to do the Pope one, or do you want me to?
You can do the Pope. I love the Pope. Not.
Pope Francis blesses porn star Francesco Lombardi's talking parrot. Male stripper, I can't pronounce the name.
Yeah. That name
opens up on the moving moment. Pope Francis, friend to the disfigured, the disabled, the homeless, and the poor, can now add stripper to that list. The Pope blessed talking parrot named Amore on Wednesday during his general audience, and though some news reports misidentified a traveling circus as the bird's owner, it actually belongs to someone else. Amore's papa is Francesco Lombardi, stage name
King Big Balls.
Yes, who described himself as the world champion stripper, who has the leading role in erotic filmmaker Tinto Brass' next movie, reports ANZA. Oh, he's actually kind of not cute. Ew, I bet he's got a big... Okay.
I bet he's got a big parrot.
It was funny, he told ANZA. Yes, he's got a very cute big parrot. A sort of mixing of the holy and the profane. Lombardi journeyed to Rome from his home in Trezzano near Milan with his wife and two young daughters to meet the Pope. Didn't see that coming. After Pope Francis blessed his daughter, age one, Lombardi's bird squawked, Papa, and stepped into the Pope's hand, reported Grabzon. Lombardi was awarded a prize of the world's best stripper over 20 years ago. That explains, it was over 20 years ago, because I was like, really?
And this story is approved by Princess Squeaky Bear in the background.
She's like, ooh, table, you are looking hot today.
Ooh, yeah, somebody call me on this phone. Yes, so, all right, that's it with news. So I'm going to do this one little spell. Okay? I think I'll do that, okay. It's called Clear Sky, Clear Vision Spell. You will need the following items for this spell. A star anise pod. One purple spell candle, holy oil or holy water, a pinch of lemongrass, a pinch of orange rind. It is best done at midnight or noon during the day before the full moon to the day after the full moon, 3 days. Go figure that timing out. And this is a spell to help open one's third eye. Set up your altar as you see fit and invoke your gods or goddesses appropriate for the powers of psychism. Never invoke divinities that are foreign to you. After opening prayers and offerings, sit on your meditative pillow with the anise seed pod in your hand. Gaze down at the pod, its little arms stretched out like an open flower. See this as your own third eye. Now close your eyes and say, Star of Wonder, star so bright, power my third eye on this starry night. Picture your third eye as a star anise pod. The scent of the pod will help open your third eye. As is the pod, see your own third eye opening up a bit with each breath you take out. Continue this for a few minutes. Do not rush the meditation. Now light the candle and place it in the middle of a circle of lavender and orange rinds. Close your eyes again and imagine the flame of the candle just like your third eye. See your third eye growing brighter and brighter. Once you are done, place the star anise with the orange and lavender and blow out the candle as you say, with love, sweet kiss. On the third day, when you perform the spell, finish up by placing the orange, lavender, and star anise in a sachet, preferably purple, and use it whenever you feel your third eye may be closing up. Now, you need to add lavender to that list because they listed lemongrass but said lavender. So, just putting that little added detail in there.
They forgot a key element.
Yes. or switched them.
We have one more spell, but we are out of time, so we're going to have to wait until next week for that one. This hour has gone so fast. It must be the Coca-Cola. Well,
yeah. And Craptastic Tuesday.
It is Crapshoot Tuesday.
Yes. Shaking those dancing and looking for the snake eyes. So, do we have anything else to promote, my darling, before we run off?
Yes, we do. If you go to 1201beyond.com, you can order t-shirts and have us on your boobies. You can also get t-shirts from all of the other great, amazing Jackalope radio shows. We would like to thank Jackalope and Todd for making Crapshoot Tuesday, hopefully not a crapshoot. And Josh, we want to thank you for being our wonderful, amazing producer. Remember to go to the Cytospell Show site. You can go to Cytospell.net, or you can hook. You can go to our Facebook site, which is facebook.com/Cytospell Show. And on there, you're going to see a couple of things that we want you to do. One is donate to Teresa's and my polar plunge because it's for a good cause. Two, we'd like...
And I'll shave my head.
And she'll shave her head. Shush, bear. Anyway, so do that and remember that you are perfect and important in absolutely every single way. And you matter. And your job this week is to go out and do something nice and special for someone else, even if it's just making somebody smile. You have great shoes. Love it. Oh, I love your hair. Oh, that tie is great on you. Brings out your eyes.
Stop. You're making me blush.
And so that's it. Remember to always, always, always take back your light. Oh, my goodness. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Fucking meow!
Sim! Cytospell is a 1201 Beyond production. Visit 1201beyond.com for more great shows.